Well, a story here. When I had my business going, I did work for the Dare Clubhouse, which is the club that represents and runs the Dayton Hamvention ever since 1952. I was at a board meeting because, you know, I had to go to the board meetings to get paid. And a topic came up from the board at the time, the chairman of the Hamvention, that he was notified that a club out in the west, Kansas, Oklahoma, Utah, somewhere out there, was running a get-together, and they were calling it Hamvention. So he was notified, so he put a call into the lawyers. The lawyers found out who they were. They sent letters, said, cease and desist. That is a protected name, and it's only owned by one, and that's the people from the Dayton Dare Club, the Dayton Amateur Radio Association, Radio Association. So they did. They call it Hamfest from then on. So there's that happens, for sure. I was an eyewitness to it, right there in that room there that night. 99 SM, Dayton, Ohio. Over.